Happy Resurrection Day to you, church. As we begin, I want to read a portion of scripture from Matthew 28, my particular Bible. The passage is entitled Resurrection Morning. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to view the tomb. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake because an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his robe was as white as snow. The guards were so shaken from fear of him that they became like dead men. But the angel told the women, "Don't be afraid, because I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is not here. For he has been resurrected just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. In fact, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Listen, I have told you." So departing quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, they ran to tell his disciples the news. Just then, Jesus met them and said, "Good morning. Good morning." Did you imagine the fear and excitement at the emotions they were having as they ran to tell the disciples? And all of a sudden, Jesus stood there with them and he said, "Good morning." They came up, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. That's what we're doing this morning, church. We are worshiping the resurrected Jesus. We take him by the feet and we praise him this morning. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We have a reason to rejoice today. Our Savior has overcome death, hell, and the grave. The tomb is empty and our hearts are full as we celebrate our victorious King. Its power. Rejoice, now the victory is ours. Oh, sing you heavenly choir. Come on, church, lift your voices higher. Look what our God has done.
just God is King Jesus. Let's sing it.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory!
Praise the King, He's alive.
rejoiced in. The grave could not ignore it. All of heaven's glory. Hell, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The world could not ignore it. When all the saints are roaring, hell, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Praise the King.
Lord, we thank you for today, a day that we celebrate and remember that you are alive. The grave is empty today because you are alive. You have conquered sin and you have conquered death. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. You are our King. We love you, Lord Jesus. And God, we pray that you would just fill this place today, Lord. Fill your presence here. Fill our hearts. Fill our families here, Lord, gather together in your name today. You are alive, and you're not just alive in spirit, you are alive physically. You walk physically out of that grave, Lord. You are alive, and we praise you today. God, we thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. It's because of your resurrection that we will one day have a resurrection, that we put our faith in you, that one day we also will come back alive, that we will walk out of that grave because of you, Lord. So we thank you for that, Lord, and we praise you for that this morning. And we ask this in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. My name is Tim Hopper, for those who don't know me. I am the youth pastor here, and we're so excited that you are here with us on Easter morning. If you're a guest and you're visiting with us today, we are so glad that you're here. When you walked in this morning, you probably received one of these. This is our worship guide, and inside of it, there's a place for you to fill out information about you and your family, and we'd love to know who you are and where you're from, and if you would, you could turn that in during the offering, or you could also meet with our pastor right back here at a place called Guest Central. Him and his wife will be back here, and they'd love to meet you. You can also text to this number here on the screen. Just text GUEST to this number, 615-908-2234. And you can text that information. Just text the word guest, and we can start a conversation back and forth with you on that. And that's another way that you can get connected with us in our church. So, but we are so glad that you're here this morning. We're going to take a few minutes just to greet one another this morning. So if you would, turn to your neighbor. Let's greet each other this morning. Thank you.
with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Thank you. You can be seated as we continue to worship the Lord in song. Continuing an attitude of worship, I'm going to ask our ushers, men, if you'll make your way to the front as we prepare to receive our morning offering as an act of worship this morning. We give back to the Lord. So let's bow our heads, our hearts, our minds before the Lord. Brother Edwin Davis is going to come and voice our prayer. So let's pray, church.
Father in heaven, I just can't thank you enough for our grace and mercy, peace. And I love how the dear women came to the tomb looking for the body of the Lord. And I love what the angel said. He's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And then they said, go quickly and tell the disciples he is risen from the dead. The gospel is not complicated. Two great commands, come and see, go and tell. I'm so thankful that we can sing songs. I'm thankful that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm thankful you are my Lord and my God. I thank you are the Messiah of Israel, the Savior of the world, and one day you will return. Amen and amen.
I see freedom. see that grave, I'll see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise in the wonder of your grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I'll see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise in the wonder of your grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I'll see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise in the wonder of your grace. How my soul will sing your praise in the wonder of your grace. How my soul will sing your praise. How wonderful, how glorious, my Savior's scars, victorious. My chains are gone, my debt is paid. From death to Jesus, and from death to life, I will sing your praise in the wonder of your grace. Now my soul will sing your praise in the wonder of your grace. Now my soul will sing your praise. How wonderful, how glorious, my Savior. Scars, victorious. My chains are gone. My debt is paid. From death to life, in grace to grace.
So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace that leads to eternal life. We thank you that we are saved by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. We honor you today, Lord Jesus. You are our living Lord and Savior. We serve you today. We come before you today presenting ourselves to you. We ask that you would forgive us of our sin, that you'd cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We who are your people here today who call you Lord. We pray for others who are here today in this service, and we are honored that they are here. We pray that they might hear today, perhaps for the first time, the words that lead to eternal life. May they come to call upon the Lord Jesus and experience what we've just heard in this testimony and singing, that the grace of God saves us and the grace of God keeps us. And so, Lord, we're thankful for all that you do for us, that we might have life. And we pray that you might now honor your word and that we might hear your word and be doers of it. We thank you for this special day on Easter. Thank you for our time together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, good morning. Good to see all of you here. If you have your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is where I'd like for you to turn. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm Pastor Mike. If you're a guest, we're delighted to have you. We've been all over the neighborhood here recently putting cards on doors. And if you're here because of that, first time you've ever been here, we hope you're comfortable. We hope you're enjoying being here, and we're honored to have you as our guest. We'd love to get to know you better in the days ahead. And for all of you who have your family here, we're glad you're here, family, and may the Lord bless you for being with us. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through we'll go 1 through 8, and I'd like for you to stand now and honor the reading of God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 1. Paul's writing to the church at Corinth. Now I make known to you, church, the gospel. The word gospel means good news, which I preach to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved. if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Now, here's where we go. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 at one time. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared to me also. Heavenly Father, Paul writes these words to remind us of all those who, living many years ago, saw Jesus with their own eyes. And we're grateful for their seeing of Jesus and then writing these words so that we might read these words of these eyewitnesses who saw Jesus alive from the dead. And we who have believed on Jesus have given our lives. We pray that You might help others today come to know the Lord Jesus in the same way. Lord, we thank You for this time. We thank You for this special day. Now, teach us from Your word, and may we hear Your word clearly about how we might have eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. I was doing some research not long ago, just interested in thinking about bridges. I want to talk to you today about the bridge to eternal life. I believe it was 2010 when all the floods were here in Nashville. Was it 2010? Is that right? Was it 2010? And many of the bridges in this area, all across the area, washed out or covered up with water. People unable to get from one place to another. A bridge becomes a really important thing. But we don't pay much attention to them. We cross over bridges every day. It's just a part of what we do. But when a bridge is out, we recognize the importance of how important that bridge is of helping us get from one point to another across rivers and valleys and ditches of all kinds. Bridges are very important. I discovered this when I was looking about bridges and the building of bridges. The longest bridge in the world is 102 miles long. That's a long span. It's a long way, 102 miles. It's in China. This long bridge spanning two sides that cannot be put together otherwise without this bridge linking them, 102 miles. The tallest bridge in the world is 1,000 feet tall. That's rather large. That's very tall. 1,000 feet tall in France. The oldest bridge in the world is 3,000 years old, and it's in Greece. But I want to talk to you today about the most important bridge of all, the bridge to life, and ask you this question. Have you crossed the bridge to life? Have you crossed the bridge to life? Well, we read just a moment ago these words that make up the simple message of what the church has shared for thousands of years since Jesus rose from the dead. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, the writings of this book. He was buried, fully dead. And on the third day, He rose from the dead and He appeared to many hundreds of people who saw Him and wrote their experiences of seeing Jesus. And because Jesus spoke with them, taught them, we now hear the words of Jesus. And many, many of us have come to believe on Jesus by faith because of these good words, this good news that we've heard from those who've gone before us. Have you crossed the bridge to life? Well, I want to use some pictures today to do this. And I thought today would be a good day to do this because sometimes we have the opportunity to share about eternal life, and many come who otherwise aren't able to come to church for one reason or another. And I think this is a chance for you to understand how to have eternal life, but also for you to share with your family and your friends how they might have eternal life. That's what Easter and the resurrection of Jesus is all about. First of all, I want you to see this. God's purpose for people when he created Adam and Eve in the garden, he had a purpose for mankind, humans, humankind, men and women, to have fellowship with him, to have a relationship with him, to enjoy an unbroken relationship with God, where there's peace and joy and all of the wonderful things that come from knowing God. God's purpose was for humankind to experience all the best that God has for them. But sadly, Adam and Eve sinned, and the issue's the same for us. The second thing I want you to see is that there's a sin problem among all humankind. And in thinking about a bridge, I want to use two sides here. Because you see, when we sin, sin separates us from God. God has a desire for a purpose and relationship with us, but we're separated because of our sin. Man's problem is sin. You hear all kinds of people talk about how to fix the problems of the world. But the sin problem is it's a universal problem. No matter what language you speak, no matter how old you are, we all come into this world and start to focus on me, myself, and I. We focus on ourselves. We build our entire life around ourselves, and we use our desires to bring satisfaction to ourselves. Sin is the deep, universal problem of our world today. Sin is missing the mark of God. It's not fulfilling God's word and what He's called us to do. And because of sin, because there is a sin problem in all people, there's a penalty for sin. There's something that happens to us when we sin. I put it here so that you can see this very, very scary reality. We're separated from a holy God. Our sin brings death, eternal death. To those who do not find their way to God, who do not find eternal life, there is nothing but eternal death. I pass by, I live downtown, right by Union Cemetery, most every day. A big, large cemetery right here in downtown Dixon. We have one out here going toward Nashville on 70. All across the countryside, we've got cemeteries reminding us of this reality. All of us in this room face death. We don't know when it will come. Sometimes it comes right in the middle of youthfulness of life. Sometimes it comes to the old. It can come at all kinds of times, but death, the dying of a person, is tied to sinfulness, sin. It was never God's design for things to be this way. But man has chosen his own path. We all, just like Adam and Eve, we've picked our own way to go. We've turned our own way. We've filled ourselves with our own desires and what we want to do. And because of the sin problem inside of me, there's a penalty for it. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The Bible says all have sinned. All have sinned. We have something in common here. No matter our education, our background, where we're born, who we know, what kind of a family we have, all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, of what God expects us to do. You know those Ten Commandments. You know, all those commandments are a call for us to obey God, but we can't. We can't obey God's law. The Bible tells us, I spoke about this a few weeks ago, it's Romans 3:20, by the works of the law, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shouldn't covet your neighbor's wife or husband or property, honor your father and mother, all of those things. We fail to keep God's law. And so, because of the works of the law, no one is justified. But by the law comes a knowledge, listen, that I have sinned. So there is a universal problem in our world. There's a gap. There's a separation between all of humankind born into this world and a holy God. And those who die without finding eternal life spend eternity in unending death. It's so important for us to understand this. But God built a bridge. God built a bridge. Christ became the penalty for our sin. And because he became the penalty for our sin, he was our substitute. We read it today. Christ died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again. God built a bridge. Bridges are so important for us, folks. Don't forget this today. The question is, have you crossed over the bridge? The little man in the picture now looks and sees there's a bridge to find his way to eternal life. And so we read in the Bible such things as this, Romans 5, 6. While we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were still helpless, we read in the Bible, Romans 6, 8. God showed his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. It's all about the cross. It's what we've been talking about today. Leading up to this very special day, we celebrate that Jesus is alive. The cross of Jesus makes a bridge. God has built a bridge that cannot be destroyed. God has built a bridge that is permanent for every generation. God has built a bridge, listen, that many of us in this room have already crossed. But some of you, sadly, stand still on the side of sin in your life, unwilling to come to God. You know, this leads us to an issue. I want to go back to this. I should have talked about this before, but how do we have eternal life? Lori, let's go back. How do we have eternal life? I want you to see this, these bridges. You know, man likes to build bridges, but our bridges are always too short to get to God. I've listed several things here. People will say to me when I talk to them about knowing Jesus and having eternal life, and they're very kind about it. I'll try to talk to them about the importance of receiving Jesus and being saved and coming to know the Lord. And they'll say, I appreciate, Mike, that you would say that. I appreciate you'd tell me that. But I'm just going to do the best I can. I'm just going to go with being a good person. I think if I'm a good person and I'm good enough, God will somehow, like one fellow said, cut me a deal. He'll cut me a deal because I've tried to be good. The bridge isn't long enough in good works. Some people say it's in religion. So look, my granddaddy, grandmama, and everybody in the family, they've all been in church, and I've been baptized. Baptizing you, baptism won't give you eternal life. I've taken the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper doesn't give you eternal life. Showing up in church every week doesn't give you eternal life. The religious bridge is too short. Do you see it there? It doesn't get across. We're trying to build a bridge to God. There's no way we can ever build a bridge to God. I showed you already, God built the bridge. He sent Jesus. Some people say, look, I'll do it by giving to good causes. And by giving to all these civic causes, somehow, if I'm good and kind and moral, and if I just do good things and I'm just a good person, somehow God will give me a break and I'll have eternal life. Sad thing is, these bridges are all too short. They all lead to the same place. Moral, religious, fine people who do not know Jesus go to eternal death. So I must tell you today, I must appeal to you. If you died today, are you 100% sure that you would go to be with Jesus, that you would have eternal life? Let's go back now to the bridge. God made this bridge. Jesus was the substitute. What do we have to do? How do we cross the bridge? Well, it's the next thing I want you to see. We cross the bridge by turning from our sin and believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. We cross the bridge by dealing with Jesus. Look, you have to deal with Jesus. You have to come to the place where you believe what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you will have eternal life. You will have life that does not end. Jesus said, if you believe in me, even if you die, and we will, even when you die, you will live, living on beyond this time. Eternal life is ours through Jesus. So what do we do? Well, in the book of Romans, it tells us, I quote this to this church almost every week, if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's not in religious works. It's in coming and believing in the words of Jesus, in his death for your sins and in his resurrection being alive today. So many of us in this room have crossed that bridge. We've crossed the bridge and turned from an old sinful way of living. Look, we might look all nice on the outside, but on the inside when we have sin, we're all unclean. Jesus reminded some religious people one day. He said, your cup's all clean on the outside. You're washed up like the outside of a tomb, all nice and cleaned up, but on the inside, dead men's bones. So what's on the inside matters in all of our lives today. And when we sin, we have death. We're separated from God. Only when you turn and trust Jesus and cross the bridge of life do you experience eternal life. So what has God done? He's made this promise. Jesus said it in John 3:16. You know the verse. These are Jesus' words. Probably the most famous verse that people know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, no eternal death, but have eternal life. The question today is, which side are you on? Have you received Jesus as Lord? Have you received him as Lord and Savior of your life? Are you still on the side of sin, preoccupied with a sinful way of life, living for yourself? And every day you wake up trying to figure out why you're so miserable, why there seems to be no joy, why nothing that comes in your life brings any satisfaction. It breaks your family up. It breaks up relationships. It destroys things that happen at your job and in other places. You have sin in your life, my friend. You must come to Jesus. You must cross the bridge of life and experience confessing Jesus as Lord and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead and being saved. Which side are you on? So today, the bridge to life is the most important bridge you'll ever cross. And for some of us today, we need to say yes to Jesus on Easter Sunday and trust the Lord Jesus to give us eternal life. Thank you for listening. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. With every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm often asked when I talk to people about this and draw this little diagram out, well, Mike, how do I come to have eternal life? Well, I explain to them by asking and by confessing. So I usually take them through a little prayer. It's not the perfect prayer, but it's an example. I'm going to pray it for you today and give you an example of how you can cross the bridge to eternal life. When you pray, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I have sinned and failed you in my life. You know all about me. You know the sin that's been in my life. And you know the failures that I have made of my life. But I confess Jesus as Lord of my life. I want him to take control of my life. And I believe that he is alive, that he's risen from the dead. Save me and change me. Save me from myself and save me from my sin. And when you pray a prayer like that, it sounds so simple, but you see, Jesus paid it all on the cross. So that's what you do. You just receive life. You cross the bridge. You cross the bridge to life. So perhaps you're here this morning, and just like I prayed that, you say, well, Pastor Mike, that's what I need to do. Friend, that's good. Let us help you then today. We're going to call people to come forward so that we can pray with them and help them understand how they might come to cross the bridge to eternal life. Others may be here today and you need to join this church. This is the place God wants you. and you've known it for some time, just you need to come on Easter Sunday. This is the time to do it. Come, associate yourself with these good people, a part of this church. So we're going to stand as we stand now, if you'll stand with me. We're going to sing, "Oh, How He Loves You and Me." We're going to sing this song because it's so true. The pastors are going to be here at the front. If you need to come this morning for making any decision, come on right now. You're among friends. I know there are a lot of people, but come on. Come on if you need to come.
Oh, anybody how here? He loves you.
Come and stand up here with us.
Me.
If you need to come this morning, come on.
Oh, how he loves
you. If you need to come from the balcony, come on. We'll wait for you.
He gave.
Let's sing it again. Sing it again. We're going to wait for you.
Jesus,
you need to come this morning. Come on.
Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you.
Before we go, would you bow your heads? Thank you for your patience just for a moment, just for a moment longer. It's bowed. Cross the bridge to eternal life. You know, if this was it, you have eternal life. We want you to know how you can follow Jesus and cross the bridge to life. Steve's going to sing just one more time. I feel like we need to wait one more time. I know there are a lot of people here. Many, many, many of us have come before in the same way to say we're ready to follow Jesus. Come on if you need to come.
Oh, how
anybody
he
here?
Loves you and me.
Being here today, God bless you. Again, if you're a guest, come by and say hello to us out here. Look, here's something I've said all morning long. You may not be ready to come up here and stand in front of all these people and talk about your spiritual life and what's going on in your life, but if you want to know more, you can still come back here and see us. Some of us will be back here, the pastors and others of us, and we'd love to talk to you. We'll stay and talk as long as you'd like to talk about your own personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And we want to help you in any way we can. So on your way out, we won't embarrass you, but we would love to do that. And anytime you want to talk to me or any of us, you let us know. You call us. We'll come see you. We'll talk to you at any time. We want you all, I'm speaking on behalf of this church, to cross the bridge to life. So we hope that you will find Jesus. And may the Lord bless you for being here today. Steve, we're going to sing one more time, and I hope you have a great Easter. There are no services tonight. God bless you.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He and life is worth